The title is "For Your Peace, Do Not Take Them Off." This sermon is in two parts, so I'm going to do part one today. And Jesus Christ said in John 14:27, and I read, "Peace I leave with you," and permit me to put in 2022, "My peace I give to you in 2022. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid in 2022. This promise of peace has been given to us by God, by Christ Himself. For 2022, you have God's peace. It has been given. And if you really have made peace with Christ, the peace of God dwells within you. And sometimes we will notice that we struggle with this. Last night, I just woke up, and what came to me, I wasn't thinking about the sermon, what came to me was peace for the world. And I prayed fervently, because I went to Africa. I mean, if you go there, you understand what I'm talking about. People struggle to live. People struggle to eat common food. And then you look on the other side, you have people who have too much to eat and to enjoy. You know, I took a picture of my house, and I took a picture of the community, not community, but it's a police quarters, just the next, what separates my house from them is just the wall. If you see the picture, you will not believe it. Their homes were made of zinc. Ordinary zinc, the body, everything zinc, rusted zinc. Peace, that's what the Lord has given to the whole world when Jesus Christ died. When I was looking at them, in fact, they were playing and playing, you know, their kids were playing, and you can see poverty with your eyes. And then Festo was speaking, you know, with American accent, and they were all like, what? So when I heard it, I came out. I went into the room, got some candies, I was throwing it to them. And they were all, and you know, while I was throwing it, some people were coming, you know, other little kids, they all gathered. And Festo said, "Why are they all coming? Everybody is coming." Yeah, everybody is coming, because for them, candy is candy. Candy, seeing candy? How? But they were coming. "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." Very soon, they were knocking at the gate. Other kids had come in to play with Festo. And Festo will come out, "What do we give my friends?" And then we'll take some stuff. And suddenly those police children, perfect ghetto, poverty written all over them, started knocking at the gate. And Festo came out. Some people are not open the door for them. And so they all rushed upstairs. And so, "What do you have?" I gave them some stuff, and they started playing. Before you knew it, Festo was crying. "Somebody hit me. You know, I fell down." Because they were strong kids. They are used to trouble. And so before Festo knew it, somebody threw him on the floor and then on the ground, and then he hit his head. What am I talking about? Peace I give to the world, some are not really enjoying it. Not because they don't want peace, but because circumstances and situations are making them struggle with this peace. And I ask, do you have peace? Honestly, when you go to bed, do you feel the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Today I'm going to talk about fighting the physical fight. In part two, I'm going to talk about the spiritual fight that we are fighting. You heard what St. Paul said, I struggle to this. When I want to do this, this is what I'm seeing. And sometimes you want to have joy, you don't have joy. Why? We're going to talk about it in part two. Philippians said, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. Sometimes for our New Year resolution, we are saying this year I'm going to have money, or this year I'm going to have rest, or this year I'm not going to do anything. Let me tell you the best thing to ask for: peace. If you have peace, let the world go upside down. You are stable. Because the Bible says, haven't done all to stand firm. What makes you to not stand firm? Lack of peace. If you have peace, you're fine. And so, we struggle with it a lot to enjoy peace. We struggle to enjoy our Christian life. We struggle to live right. We struggle to love God. We struggle to love ourselves. We struggle to love other people. The simple reason is because we have an adversary. We have an enemy, an unseen enemy. Because sometimes we think it's human beings. Yeah, this person is so mean to me. This person is so wicked to me. You know why? We have an enemy. And we don't see this enemy. This enemy is fighting to make sure that 2022 is peaceless for you and for me. But I tell you, we can defeat him. We can, and we will. Nehemiah had good intentions. Nehemiah was comfortable. He called bearer to the king. And somebody visited him, a relative, came to him where he was serving the king of Persia. Just a simple question: how are my people doing? The report wasn't good. Jerusalem was in a total mess. The walls have been broken down. The city was no longer safe for the people. And when Nehemiah heard this, he took it to heart. It bothered his life. Remember, he was comfortable, but he was thinking about his people, the discomfort of his people. So sometimes you think you have peace. Do you know that others who don't have peace should be bothering you? It should bother your life. And that's exactly what happened with Nehemiah. He prayed. He fasted. He was so unhappy, so much so that the Bible told us that he had never frowned before the king, ever. Because he knew that if he did, he would get into trouble. But that day he was so troubled that the king said, you are not sick, though. What's wrong with you? You've never been sad before me. Whatever it is has to be serious. So the peaceless of the world is serious. And it's not just in Africa. I watched a clip, a video that they had online, news. That was Fox News. Maybe you saw it. A homeless man was just laying down at night. And a good Samaritan was just passing, and it was very cold. He removed his jacket, covered this man doing what was right, good intentions, doing something perfect. The homeless man got up and attacked him, and stole from him, and fought him, and threw him down. Peacelessness in the world. Should it not bother you? For 2022, it should bother you. But if it's happening, if you don't have peace, you will not be able to address the peacelessness of the world. And that's the reason we have to concentrate on our own peace, on my own peace, and on your own peace. When Nehemiah decided to do something about it, so if the other people don't have peace, and you believe that God has given you peace, what are you going to do to help other people enjoy the same peace that you have? Nehemiah decided to do something. Even though he had prayed for them. Oh, I pray for African people like I did last night. I don't know how it became a burden to me. Lord, I need peace. In fact, that Monday that I left, some people were killed. Not up to a mile from where I lived. I live. Why? Because they are trying to have a new country out of the country. They are asking for Biafra. And so every single Monday, it's stay home or stay at home. If you come out, you'll be killed. And so what I did was to leave on Sunday to the capital. And from there, I left on Monday. That Monday, just close to my house, people were killed. People that came out to do their normal business. Peacelessness in the world. When Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, he found a disorganized group. No king, no safety, no protection, and it really bothered him. And so he decided to do something about it. He built a team, willing people to do something, and very enthusiastic people to do a project. However, he had enemies. Sambalat, the governor of Samaria, Tobiah, the governor of one of the Transjordan areas under Persia, and Geshem vowed that it would not happen. And so they planned everything to discourage him. Some strategies were used, and time will fail us to go through all of them. One of them was ridicule. They started ridiculing them. And I quote, "What does this bunch of poor, feeble Jews think they are doing? Do they think they can build the wall in a single day by just offering a few sacrifices? Do they actually think they can make something of stones from rubbish heap and chairs as once at that?" So, when you decide to have your peace, when you decide to have peace for your family, when you decide, there will be a fight. That's what Nehemiah saw. Good intention. Yeah, let me do this project. Let me help my people. Enemies may not let you. The good thing about Nehemiah's was that he was physical. What we face is spiritual, and we're going to discuss about it. But, so they use ridicule. What are you all doing? Just look at them. You can't even do anything and all that stuff. They also started spreading rumors, and I quote, "Tell me it is true that you and the Jews are planning to rebel, and that is why you are building the wall. According to this report, you plan to be their king. He also reports that you have appointed prophets in Jerusalem to proclaim about you. Look, there is a king in Judah. you can be sure that this report will get back to the king. So I suggest that you came and talked it over with me. The devil used strategies to get you. It could be accusation. It could be anything. While you are seeking for peace for you, for peace for your family, for peace for the world, the devil will not rest. But good thing about this is that it's physical. It's even better when it's physical. So you can tell the person, can you please get out of my way? But ours may not be physical. We'll talk about it. It could be criticism, labeling them traitors, non-stop threat of physical attack, verbal insults, personal attacks on the person. It could be a character assassination. And I will quote, what are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? Remember, the enemy forgot that Nehemiah got permission from the king. In fact, the king gave him everything he needed to build the wall of Jerusalem. So, to counter the threats, let me tell you what Nehemiah did. You already know that he prayed. Nehemiah prayed, the God of heaven will help us succeed. We, his servants, will start rebuilding this wall. He prayed. He planned. He prepared. He was vigilant, and he sent vigilante group to watch. He stationed guards. He reminds the workers. He encouraged the workers. He affirmed them. He was there just doing everything that he needed to do. He set up a communication system. And I will quote, when they kept bothering his life and kept bothering his life, he had to respond to them. Let me tell you what he said to them. When they say, can you come? If you don't come, we'll report you to the king. Nehemiah said, I am engaged in a great work, so I can't come. Why should I stop working to come and meet with you? And then he replied, he said also, there is no truth in any part of your story. You are making up the whole thing. Should someone in my position run from danger? Should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? No, I won't do it. He did something. So if you are threatened physically or spiritually, which we shall do in the second part because we don't have time today, will you just sit and watch? No, you can't. You can't. You can't sit and watch. We are fighting. We are fighting. Ours is not physical. Ours is spiritual. And then Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness. Our fight is not physical. We will see this again next Sunday. But we will not keep quiet. And I won't talk about any one of them. You need this. We need this. We need this for 2022. And we need this. And we need this. And we need these shoes. We do. And all these things that you're seeing, do not take them off in 2022. Don't take them off. We'll talk about them next Sunday. But please put in your head that whatever that we are discussing or that the Bible has told us to not take off, don't take it off. God is interested in your peace. The devil does not want you to have peace. The devil wants you to complain and whine and talk about stuff. Anita was telling me a story of somebody this morning while I was picking her up. And I was thankful for what she said. And I said, thank you for telling her the truth. She said to the person, you have no business complaining, whining. You need to stop. So whatever that makes you to sit back, you know, I have a headache, my stomach is turning, my leg is doing this, that makes you away from God, that makes you away from helping other people, cut it off. All you need is to put on this. Don't take them off. The devil will leave you. Amen.